If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Jacksonville's Morning News at 6:11. I'm Rich Jones. New this morning, a private school in the Englewood area set to reopen following a terrifying ordeal for students and obviously the parents in the greater school community. Their bus was hit by a bullet during a shooting between a couple of groups on the north side. We were following this story as breaking news on Monday throughout the day yesterday as two people are now arrested for attempted murder. Live team coverage continues with Action News Jack's Logan McDonald. A lot to still unpack on this investigation, Logan.
Yeah, a lot to still unpack, but it ultimately started Monday afternoon with that scary shooting. Over 30 students on a school bus fired at with one bullet going through the driver's side window at the University Plaza apartment complex in Hogan's Creek. Now, fortunately, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says that nobody was injured in the incident, but now two people arrested facing charges, 23-year-old Nyla Doles and 17-year-old Jada Mobley, both facing 31 counts of second-degree attempted murder.
Have police said whether these are the only two people involved?
Yes, at this point, it does appear that's the case. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said that it was two people, two groups shooting at each other. That's really how it's been put by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office so far. Two people or two groups shooting at each other, and the bus was caught in the crossfire, and those have been the two arrests made. Now, if they were the only ones involved, that's yet to be seen, but we do know that those are the two arrests that the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office has made at this time, and classes were even closed tomorrow here at the Young Kids Emotion Academy to kind of give everybody a bit of a mental break after the incident, but classes expected to resume now today, and the owner of the academy saying she'll be holding a rally against gun violence. Details of that to come.
All right, we'll listen for that, obviously. We also heard some pretty emotional audio from the bus driver and her heroic acts.
Yeah, that's right. She was talking a little bit about just kind of, what happened during it all. She kind of had to just duck her head down with the bus still rolling and pump the brakes with kids hyperventilating in the back of the bus, asking her, Missy, what's going on? What's happening? Just panic in that bus, of course, as bullets flying through a bus full of kids ranging from ages 5 to 16.
Imagine what could have been if not for the actions. Obviously, a story we'll follow very closely now with the two people arrested, both in custody, including a 17-year-old. His information not publicized as yet on what bond may ultimately be. And we'll certainly be following up on the potential of any future arrests as the investigation still unfolds. It's a wonder. No kids were hurt. The bus driver was not hurt either. 6:14. Logan, thanks.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.